Yeah, I know the people couldn't wait. We back again, yeah, it's a safe space.
It's a safe space.
I know the people couldn't wait. We back again, yeah, it's a safe space.
It's a safe space.
I know the people
couldn't wait.
We back again, yeah, it's a safe space.
It's a safe space.
I know the people
couldn't wait.
We back again, yeah, it's a safe space.
It's a safe podcast. Space.
Yes,
man.
Sir.
What?
Well.
Well. This is just another podcast. You know who it is. It's the POP Prince of Podcast Juice. You know what I do. And it's just another rendition of the podcast on the TJP Network. This is your boy. You already know. Juice. Introduce yourselves, fellas.
Hey. This your boy Mo Cat. Well, I got everything we do. Loyalty is everything. But we right here on this safe space. So I want to speak some facts. And Mo Cat, Mo Facts. You dig?
Mocat, Mofax.
Hey.
I got so many aliases, I don't even know which one to choose. I used to go by Stroud. Now I go by Strizzy.
Man. And well, what's up, Strizzy?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Hit it one more time.
Ooh.
DJ Strizzy.
There we go.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, this is a safe space. The podcast, if you couldn't tell from the intro. So today, this is just our pilot episode. We just wanted to kick it to y'all and just tell y'all what we're going to be doing here on the safe space. So basically, we're creating a safe space for ourselves, because, I mean, when you look around, things ain't seeming pretty safe. Every time you say something or you have an idea or opinion, it's getting criticized by the people in America. So, you know what I'm saying?
Like,
we want to cultivate the safe space, so exactly. It can be a safe space for not only us but you as well.
Exactly,
that's right.
Exactly, like you can't.
Because every space ain't safe.
Nah, but this right here,
this is safe as it get.
It's a safe space.
It's a safe space.
Hey,
it's safe as it get.
So I wanted to open up with talking about what's a safe space to y'all and like what y'all feel about it. So whoever want to answer that, be my guest.
Well, I guess I'll start.
Right.
I think a safe space is a created space. It's not like you can go and find a space. You have to create that space wherever it may be. It is a space that you can be vulnerable in.
Yep.
It's a space that you can be fully transparent without judgment. And I think that it's a space that pushes you to see other perspectives and grow. So that would be my definition of a safe space.
It's a space where you can not only light a blunt, but you can also get your drink on too.
Hey.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. You know what I'm saying? Like, before I get started, you know, I had to spark that thing up. But like he said, a safe space, man. Like, one of the biggest things we miss in this generation, to me, is communication. So being able to communicate, and hell, we don't always communicate effectively. Sometimes we fuck up with how we say things, but just being able to have them, the ability to make mistakes. We got to be able to make mistakes. Yeah. Because we learn from the mistakes. But if every time I make a mistake, you chastising me, then it make me not want to say my real opinion. So now you get all this fake stuff, and life is so fake because everybody can't be real. Because when you're real, you get debabied.
Right. Well, I feel like a safe space is a place where you can be yourself, be free. And you may say a little crazy stuff, but at the same time, you're not judged. I feel like, and I hate to steal Planet Fitness logo or slogan, but I feel like it's a judgment-free zone. Yeah. You feel me?
That's true.
So I feel like when you're in a place where you're talking with your friends and stuff like that, I feel like you may say something that's, you know what I'm saying? You may not feel a certain type of way, but at the end of the day, what can you say?
And I mean, I would like to even dive a little bit deeper into what I mean by it's a created space, because you can create all kinds of space, but I think a safe space is more specific in that. I feel like a safe space is a space where it's understood between everybody in that space, like, this is the structure of this space.
Yeah.
Now, I may say something that may offend you, but you can't take offense to it because this space is safe.
So basically you're saying it's a space created within rules that you and other parties have created for yourself.
Right, man. We get to make up the rules of it. Right. Now, everybody has to agree to the rules. But at the end of the day, it ain't just a space where you walk in like, okay, this is a safe space. I'm going to just say what I say. And I don't care how you feel. Now, it has to be a little bit more thought and intention into that.
Yeah.
Like when I was speaking, it's just like, like you said, a safe space. Like, I'm not coming to you out of anger or malice. I'm only coming to you out of love. Mm-hmm. So when I ask for a safe space, it's because everything we about to say in this room,
yeah,
it's out of love, mm-hmm, and it's out of respect. So if I tell you, hey, you got to get on your shit, I'm not doing that because I'm upset.
Yeah.
I'm doing this because I want to see your growth.
Yeah.
And once we start allowing people to do that so they can grow, I promise you we're going to be better.
Yeah, for sure. So with that said, I wanted to bring it to the next part of what I wanted to talk about today on our pilot episode, was how do you create a safe space? And I know we've said a few things, and I wanted to bounce it back off of the, you know, you create rules.
Mm-hmm.
So here on this podcast, I know we probably going to push the envelope a lot.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's going to be one of those times where we need to be like, all right, we might have to pause, we might have to edit or something like that. But I'm going to try to do my damnedest to let it be as full transparent as possibly can.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because I think that's one of the rules of it, a safe space.
Just you gotta be transparent. Organic. You got to be.
Yeah.
So how do you create a safe space? And for me, I would say it's getting together and being able to talk about the tough topics, being able to discuss things that you may or may not agree on with that person or anything like that. Yeah. But you can say what you want, feel how you feel, and at the end of the day, you can walk out still having that same respect for the person that you were talking with.
I totally agree with that. And I think one of the keys that you says is we can respectfully disagree.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but I think another important piece of creating the safe space is you have to be willing to be vulnerable. You have to be able to be open. You can, I know that, you know, for me personally, I can go to certain friends for certain things.
Yeah.
In a safe space, I feel like it's all understood or it's defined that we're going to be open and vulnerable. So I'm sharing something with you. I'm expecting you to share something with me. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Correct.
That's what I think. Like, that's how you. That's a part of creating a safe space.
All right. What about you, MoCat?
I mean, shit, I'm bouncing off both of y'all, really. Like, right now, it's like, if I'm going to create a safe space, it's love, respect, and loyalty. Like, I love you enough to understand that whatever you come out your mouth, whether you can tell me, fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take that disrespectfully coming from you because I know it's coming from a loving place. So even though you said something hard, I know you don't mean that.
In a
you
safe
love
space, right?
In a safe space.
Because I can't just say that outside of a safe space.
Because I might swing on you.
No. In a safe space. You know what I'm saying? In a safe space. You know what I'm saying? It's a time and place for everything. So this for sure is a safe space. We sitting right here on the couch, like even right now in this room.
Okay.
You were like, man, fuck you. Yeah. Respectfully. No. But I understand, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be like, damn. I ain't gonna take it like that. This nigga don't fuck with me. Nah, it's gonna be shit. Whatever we were talking about that time, that's what made him bring it out. Like, he mean that. He trying to see some growth.
Yeah,
right.
A safe place. We can be ourselves. We can laugh. We can joke. We can talk about whatever topic. It might sound crazy.
Okay.
Because we talk about each other. We talk about nigga. You know what I'm saying? That but you gotta be able to say what you gotta say. And it don't be just like, oh, he think, yeah, but you think you this. Nah, it ain't that. It's just hell. We out here kicking it right now. We human. We make mistakes, but at the same time, we got a vibe. We got to laugh, man. Keep the energies vibrating. Laughter, love, the highest energy. Let's keep it up.
Yeah. And so since we doing this, and this is a safe, but this is a safe space, right?
That it is. It don't get that no safe. Well, it can get a little safer than this, but this is pretty safe space right here.
I feel very safe.
Well, then I got my question to y'all.
Talk to me.
Vaccinated or unvaccinated? How do you feel about it? Let's go. Let's tackle that. Let's tackle this big issue. Let's tackle it.
That's a good question. That is a very good question. I think it's very relevant as well.
It is.
I think I personally was one of the ones who was against getting vaccinated when the vaccines first came out or first became available to people.
Right.
I have been vaccinated now with the Pfizer.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't do it for myself. I did it for the people that I'm around, but specifically like the older people in my family. You know, not that I'm around them a lot, but you know, I like to think of myself as a pretty healthy person. Don't have many injuries or issues health related. But I think that I personally think that everybody should be vaccinated for the sake of controlling this virus.
Okay. And for me, I am the polar opposite, my brother. I think it's a whole crock of shit. I feel like vaccines haven't worked, and they have. I mean, sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. But we don't have any knowledge on what's going on. I still feel like to this day we're just the same in the dark as we were when the pandemic began. I feel like the people who have taken the vaccine, okay, no problem. I understand that's your choice. But as far as me, I don't feel comfortable taking something that I don't know what it can do, but I know what it's done to people. I know more about the side effects than I do the healing factor of it.
And that's what that, man.
You see what I'm saying?
Say that one more time. I don't think they heard you just there. Say that one more time.
I said I know more about the side effects than I do the healing factor on it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, we don't know the long-term effects on this. And just because somebody says, and I'll just go to your point, because this is safe space.
This is safe space.
You said safe you space. Took the vaccine so you can be around the older people in your family. But who said that? How do you know that it's okay for you, if you're a vaccinated person, to be around the older people in your family?
I would say if I didn't take the vaccine, I would still be around the old people in my family. I just want to make that clear.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
I just make that clear. But I do feel like I like to think of myself as a person who has a stronger immune system.
Yeah.
I know that in the past, growing up, I have grown up taking vaccines. I took the chicken pox, all that shit you have to take growing up. So it's not nothing new to me.
Did they pay your mom $1,000 to do it?
I don't know. I have to answer that. But I've always taken all the vaccines that come out. And for me, I just feel like, it's not a lot of information on the vaccine.
Right.
That was one of the things that made me weary about it at first. Yeah. But I feel like anything that we have in life, when it's something starting off, it's gonna be just like that. That's just life. You know what I'm saying?
Cause like, I mean, they introduced the new garlic bacon king, and I'm not sure.
And, but it may. You remember when the 4-for-4 first came out?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
You know, I mean,
it's like when Wendy's took the extra nugget out and made it from a 5-piece to a 4-piece.
Or they got rid of the junior bacon cheeseburger.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, so, shit like that make you have to think twice. You
gotta think on it.
You gotta think about it. So I mean, I just thought twice about it because I know that, you know, I at least got to go out trying.
I feel, Mocat, what do you feel about the vaccine or vaccinated versus unvaccinated?
You see, I keep moving when I'm speaking right now, because this is really a touchy subject, because I actually had COVID. And not only did I have it, my family had it as well. Yeah. Had a grandma die from COVID. My mom and grandma were both vaccinated and caught COVID, and my stepdad caught COVID while being vaccinated. So it's like, if one of the risks is you got to, you know, you still can catch it, then, and you got to take your chance that it's going to work, or it's going to be less of a symptoms when you get it. Yeah. Why am I taking that risk then? Because that's the same risk I'm taking already without taking this. So I cannot inject this in my body and still have the same risk of getting it as I did before. Then why? And I mean, people want to spit numbers, and I understand numbers. I'm not going to sit here and say that the doctors are wrong, because I'm not a doctor. But what I can say is what I seen with my own eyes. My whole family vaccinated, and they caught COVID.
Yeah.
I didn't.
And that's
you vaccinated?
I'm not vaccinated at all. Yeah.
And you didn't catch COVID.
And I was down there with them. Yeah. So I
just feel like it's so much open. And I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong if you're vaccinated. I'm not saying you're right if you're not vaccinated. I just feel like there should be an open discussion on that. And that's why I had to bring it to the safe space. Yeah. Because I feel like now they're going to be trying to force it down our throats. And we still don't know any information. But all we know is that the health risk, some may get it, some may not. And I think that's just the body's difference. Because if you had COVID, some people can beat COVID. But some people don't.
Which is like social Darwinism.
I feel like a lot of it is, you know, I don't know if this is the correct word, psychological. Because, I mean, I see people who have cancer for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Don't know they got cancer. Mm-hmm. Go to the doctor, get tested, find out they got cancer. And then life the quality of life just goes down from that point. Right. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like it's all a risk you're willing to take. Because if you're a person who is normally healthy, mm-hmm. who don't have to go to the doctor and take medicine and things like that, the more you don't know, the more you don't know.
Right.
But when you know some shit, things is different.
Things is different.
You know, so your I feel like, so deep. With you not catching COVID, and I'm not, you know, I'm not trying to make this about anything, but you, with you not catching COVID, that's you not having COVID from the times that you was tested. That don't mean that you didn't never have COVID.
That's true too.
You know what I'm saying? Unless you were getting tested for the antibodies. So I just feel like everything, all this COVID stuff, this vaccine stuff, it's all put out to be, to give people a choice. So you can take the vaccine or you don't. Or you don't,
so but you don't live think with it's marketing though? Like I've been alive, I'm 32. Going on 32, I ain't 32 yet. Still, I'm still young. But my whole thing is just like, I've never seen a vaccine or anything where they're like giving so many incentives. I've seen an incentive to where it was like you get money off your car payment.
Yeah.
To get a COVID shot. Yeah, for a vaccine. Like, you trying to pay me to put this in my body. And just off my nature, I've never seen them do anything to benefit us. Yeah. And when I say us, this is a safe space, right?
This is a safe space.
And this safe space, I'm talking about my people.
Yeah.
And your people is black clarified. People. Yeah, because you know.
Black people. Yeah. I haven't seen them do nothing that's going to benefit us and all these different incentives that they keep bringing to our community. Hey, you get $1,000 here. Hey, I heard somebody say that. Hey, you get a month off your rent to take this. Come on, man. Y'all giving out free rent for this?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
And that, those are the things that, you know, those are the just kind of the red flags that make you weary as a people about it. But everybody has their own preference. I mean, I'm sure y'all do too. You know what I'm saying? And but we don't want to get too stuck on that.
Yeah, for sure. That was a good topic though.
Every time we do this, or every week, somebody come up with a question.
Okay.
And they say, before you ask it, just say, is this a safe space?
Is this a safe space?
And that's how you'll know that shit about to hit the fan. Shit gonna get heavy. It's gonna be a real deal conversation. So hopefully some of you can relate, some of you can feel us on this. And if you do feel us, you know, don't be afraid to reach out. Hit us up. Join the conversation. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Please join the conversation. We would love to hear from y'all.
But let me ask y'all this, since this is a safe space, right?
This is a safe space.
How do you feel like life will be once everything is over? Do you feel like it'll be people are more reserved, or people are ready to just wild the fuck out?
I feel like this summer showed already how people are going to be. When before all this started happening again, when we finally opened up, people been wilding.
Yeah.
You know, Atlanta been lit.
I feel like Atlanta really never closed anyway.
Yeah, you know.
That's for sure. I do. I feel like people will probably be more wild when everything is over, when everything goes back to normal. But I feel like the weight of life will be different, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Because
it's just like, you know how like you look back to 2000, you remember Y2K and all that stuff?
Yeah,
always something, and then things are different. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like it'll be one of those times where we look back 20 years ago and we look at like, well, 20 years ago, we didn't use cell phone. We did like this.
Yeah.
It'll be one of those moments where it's like, oh, COVID was a cover up for like the transition to the...
Bro, but
that's what I feel like it'll be like.
It just seems so convenient. Like, a lot of businesses are thriving right now.
Yeah.
Like, I work for one, but in the way that they thriving is different. It's like, now we learning how to get this job done more efficiently. We don't have to hire all these people. You know what? Instead of y'all coming in here to work, we can have y'all work from home.
But that's exactly like, what I mean. That's exactly what I mean when you look back. Like, right now, it's typical for you to go work 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. But when you look back, it's like, well, shit, we don't really need you in here 5 days a week.
Exactly.
It'll take you 2 or 3 days a week, and you just make sure you still producing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
We done turned the 2-day weekend to a 3-4-day weekend.
Well, exactly. But who does that hurt, though?
It hurt the working family.
It hurt the middle class and the poor. It hurts them.
So that
it makes them more dependent on the government.
That opens up for a more wild, wild west civilization where I gotta take what you got.
Yeah, you think about it.
Because I don't have it.
Exactly.
But like I do like what you said. I feel like it is a transition. I feel like I feel like every period in time had that transition from the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, all the way up. You see what I'm saying?
And I think also, go ahead.
No, you good. Go ahead.
No, I just say I feel like you see all the things that are surrounding. Like you got the electric cars. You got technology, Bitcoin, all these kind of things. Like, do you remember the transition from a house phone to a cell phone? Yeah. Do you remember the transition from, you know, dial up to Wi-Fi internet.
Do you remember the transition from under the mattress to the bank? You know what I'm saying? No, right. No, like,
right.
Yeah.
So I just feel like it'll be one of those times we look back like, damn, like 10 years ago, we was businesses and the way of life was just much different.
Kids gonna be using Bitcoin and be like, hey man, what is you talking about?
Because I ain't against it, but I always just try to look at the money.
Yeah.
What are the money different? I feel like now it's more of an entrepreneur society.
Yeah.
These big businesses, they out here, hey, you know what? That's a great idea. Let me see how much I can pay you to get your idea out.
Yeah.
But we still get a percentage of that. I'm going to promote the fuck out of
it. And make it convenient.
You know what I'm saying?
Because I'll be the first one to admit, I just started. You know how you can tap your phone to pay for your shit at the gas station? I just started using that.
And just got comfortable with it.
Hey, got comfortable. Right. That's all I use now. I got my card with me too.
I just got comfortable using my phone number for the Kroger shit. I was like, what the fuck?
You a little outdated.
I was using my girl number. Wait, I was like, yo, I'm going to use my girl number. I ain't going to use my
number. That was Y2K. You missed a few steps.
I started using my girl number, bro. I was like, yeah, I started using mine now.
Nah, like, Kroger gives you 30 cents off a gallon. Like, shit.
Yeah.
Hey, you get up there and they say 50 cents. Do you want to use all of it?
Yeah,
what
all that shit. And apply all that shit.
For sure.
Right now.
Yeah. Right. I do. That's what I think it'll be. I think it'll just be a cover up.
Think it'd just be a cover up.
It'd be a cover up too. For times to move,
a new way of life. Mm-hmm. We are now entering from the Flintstones to the Jetsons.
That's right,
man. What?
What a swift transition!
It's a swift transition.
Star Wars ain't got nothing on it.
You know, I'm trying to tell you. But you know what I'm saying? That's just a little something to what we're going to do, man. This is the pilot episode. So, of course, we're going to have our ups and downs. But I feel like that was pretty good, man. We kind of got our flow back together. So, if you like this conversation, you want to join in, don't be afraid. We do have an option to call people in. So, you're more than welcome to join our safe space because we're going to cultivate a safe space for you.
That's right.
So, with that said, this has been the Safe Space Podcast, and we'll catch y'all next week.
Hey, yes, catch y'all next week. Hey, follow us on, hey, you can find me at Moket of LIE.
Official Stroud on IG.
And just underscore J1906 on Instagram. So, yes, sir. Follow us, comment, you know what I'm saying, slide in our DMs, send us topics, do whatever you want to do, man. TJP Network,
hey.
POP, you know what we do.
Yep.
Hey.